Waldron's.
Hi, is Bruce available?
He is not. Can I help you?
Maybe. I was looking to follow up on a finance offer. Does he have, like, a CFO or a controller, or is it kind of just him that handles that stuff?
It's just him and me, his wife. So what can I help you with?
Okay, perfect. I'm speaking to the right person, it sounds like, then. I'm sure you're busy. You don't want to take a lot of your time. I just want to follow up on a finance offer that we mailed out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. We have you pre-approved, actually, based on your history with Huntington National Bank. Based on that, I think we might be a good match. I just wanted to follow up and see what kind of plans you might have coming up that we can help with. You're pre-approved with us for both equipment and capital. So if you guys are looking to add some new equipment, bringing on a new truck, new or used, whether you're replacing the old one or just adding a new one, if you guys are getting real busy for the summer, or if you have any big projects that you're looking to put bids on, and you just needed some cash flow to help support that, we have programs that can work for that sort of stuff. Do you guys have any plans coming up to, like, bring out some new equipment, for example?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think we really need anything at this particular point.
Yeah, no problem. Is there a certain time of year where you guys look to possibly get some new equipment, or is that sort of just as needed?
It's as needed, actually, because we're trying to eliminate the debt versus, bringing on more, and right now the cash flow is very minimal. It's very hard to think about doing anything like that, so.
Gotcha. Is it like a slower season for you guys, or what's going on with the cash flow?
This is a great season for us. It's right. Just that the jobs that we're on, they don't pay you till you're done, and they're either demolition, tear down, and they're being paid through their insurance companies that, it seems like we don't get paid till the end of the project, so we may have two or three projects going on at the same time. So we have guys working on those projects. So
that you have to pay.
Them, but we have to wait until we can get, that's usually always the issue.
Yeah, that's for sure, like in the smaller businesses in the construction industry, that's a very kind of common challenge. But you don't want to not take those projects. So, like, I know how it
right,
is, because you want to
right.
take the business where you can get it. That's kind of where we can help out, though, specifically with cash flow situations just like that. Our working capital financing programs, typically we can free up around 10% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So say, I don't know how much you guys did in revenue last year, but just say, for example, you guys did $500,000. We'd be able to get you around 50 to 75 grand as unsecured cash. And you can kind of, it's short term. So typically what people will take is anywhere from 3 months to up to 24 months, but usually it's around the shorter, like I would say around 6 to 12 months that you can use to pay it back. We totally get it. Like, you have.
What's your interest rate?
There's actually no interest rate. It's a fixed cost loan. So since it's unsecured, it's generally a little bit higher than your traditional, like, equipment financing, because of course there's collateral. So we pretty much just hope and pray that you pay us back, so you can understand why they might charge a little bit more on interest. But like I said, there's no interest rate. It's a fixed cost loan. So you have your principal, and then you know exactly how much you're paying back. There's no like hidden interest rate, or if you have a line of credit, interest kind of accrues every month. You might be making a minimum payment, and it goes right back up to full balance with that interest. If we wanted to take a look, we can kind of just see what we can get you approved for, and if it's something that works for you guys right now, you can take it. If not, there's no obligation. There's no, like, fees or anything, just for applying. Go ahead.
You said that we already were pre-approved based on whatever through Huntington Bank. Now you're telling me whatever you're approved for.
A pre-approval is not an approval at all. We have to look at a few different things in order to get an official offer for you on the table. The main things that we look at, for the working capital programs, we do look at credit score, but it is more based on the sales of your business. So if you have cash flow and you can cash flow the note, we can get you on a good program. If it's kind of a slower season and your bank accounts aren't looking very good, it's going to be hard to get you more, but we look at time in business, we look at the industry you're in, Construction, obviously, great industry to be in right now. So I mostly deal with a lot of construction companies at the moment. I'm actually working specifically in our construction division. But yeah, I mean, it really depends what your needs are, and it depends kind of what you look like on paper. But we want to get you the best rate that you qualify for. Go ahead.
I have a lot of flow, so that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be the problem. But, you know, I would love to talk to you maybe another time. I'm actually running out right now. You just caught me.
No problem.
Road. But anyways, I will, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, no problem. What is your name again?
My name is Tammy.
Tammy. Okay, I'm Julian. Pleasure to chat with you, Tammy. If you want, I can just send you a quick email just so you have my information on file. And then, you know, you can give me a call when you have more time, or I can set up a time that I can call you back next week or a couple days or whenever.
Okay.
What's the best email address to reach you at?
Our email is Waldron.
Mm-hmm.
@wildblue.net.
Okay, so Waldron, WALDRON 769 @wildblue.net.
7639.
Okay. 7639. So Waldron 7639 @wildblue.net. Okay, excellent. Tammy, before we get off the phone, do you have any other questions for me?
Right now, I do not. No.
Okay.
Do
you want me to call you tomorrow or give you a couple days or something, or I can just send you an email and you can give me a call whenever it's convenient for you?
Yeah, that would work out best because we are so busy. I'm in and out all the time right now in the summer.
Oh, I totally get it. You're running a business. It's not easy.
But basically, bottom line is, you know, I just told you in the nutshell, you know, we employ about 6 guys. The type of work we do, you know, we don't have a lot of cash flow right now. We pay it all out probably. You know, our it's not like it's a lot, but it is.
Yes.
$3,000 a week for payroll is a lot of money. And then if I don't get paid for 30 to 90 days, that's it. I'm tapped out. So,
It's insane. You're honestly perfect customer for us. That's kind of like exactly where we step in and help out in situations just like this. So, you know, after that, those 3 months or 4 months or whatever, however long it's going to take for you to get paid from those projects, you're going to be in much better shape. And it's keep taking those projects, though. Don't just, you know, not take them just because you're unsure of the cash flow situation, because it's definitely worth it, because you never know if it's going to be a slower season after, like, elections and things like that. So.
Oh, but, we've thought about
it. you guys know what you're doing. what did you guys do in revenue last year, by the way?
No, it was...
Just roughly, you have an idea?
I'm trying to think. I don't think, to be honest with you, it was probably $280. It wasn't really a large amount.
Gotcha. But you guys are on track to doing more this year, it sounds like.
Well, we're hoping to, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Very hard trying to. We're finally getting back to the art, you know, to where it used to be about 6 years ago. I mean, that economy back in 2008 really slammed us, and at least we were able to maintain. We didn't have to close our doors, but
that's awesome. That's awesome that you guys. If you can survive that, you could survive anything. So.
Oh, I hope so. Okay, Julie. Well, I've got to run. Thank you
very
much.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.